Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
807 ESPN 975 and 925. All right. So, Astros win last night. So, okay, you tell me. One team in the wild card race has to go to Atlanta for the last three. Atlanta's just a half a game out right now from being in the wild card. And the other team is home against the White Sox. The other team that's fighting to be in. Which team would you rather be?
Other team.
Detroit has the White Sox the last three. And Kansas City has to go to Atlanta. And how about this?
And Atlanta's fighting.
The Padres still have a chance. They turned a triple play last night to beat the Dodgers.
I saw it.
And they still have a chance to win the division. And they've got the Dodgers still. And they have to go to Arizona for the last three, while the Dodgers have to go to Colorado.
Yeah, it's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
It's a great story, though. You know, it's funny.
I think the Padres are dangerous.
They get rid of Juan Soto, and all of a sudden they are, you know, they become a major factor. The Padres, even though you would have thought they would be with Juan Soto. You got the Buffalo Bills get rid of Stephon Diggs, and they appear to be better and more cohesive. It really is about anyone who doesn't believe in chemistry, doesn't believe in the locker room, they're fools. You have to have X's and O's. I mean, you have to have the Jimmys and Joes. I get it. And the right players. But there is something, and especially for baseball, you know, it's always, especially in baseball, where it has to be a brotherhood. Like, you're on the road with these guys for 81 games. You're showing up at work. You see these guys 162 times per year over a relatively short amount of time. I mean, half the year, and you're seeing them damn near every single day. You're sick of these guys, or you love them and you can't wait to see them. Think about this, John. One of the things that's the most incredible to me for the Astros is that it's hard to keep egos in check. It's hard with the financial considerations. It's hard with injuries and free agency and all this stuff. The Astros' run is really astonishing. Same with the Braves, but I would argue it's gotten harder and harder because of the money that's out there now for players that you're going to – it's harder to keep your own free agents if you're the Astros. And so – because you've actually grown some really, really, really good players that have a lot of value on the open market. You know, is it interesting to you to see how excited teams get to win a division? Like, okay,
it's
you want another
long
division,
season, bro? It's hard.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
It's hard.
I think it really spells. I think it really spells out that 162 games. When you see them get this excited about winning a division again, this is a team that's been to the World Series multiple times, seven straight times in the ALCS, and they're just as excited about winning the division now as they ever have been. It just tells you. 162 game season is a mental grind. It's a physical grind. I mean, it's unlike anything in any other sport. The amount of ups and downs you go through. And we as sports talk hosts, you know, there's probably six or seven different seasons inside of a baseball season where a 20 game stretch can feel like everything. You can feel like the best team in baseball. You can feel like there's just no way this team can make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Look where they started. They started They were 7-19. Yeah, they were 7-19.
12-24.
That's a 26 game run.
Yeah,
I know it's a marathon and not a sprint, but man, you give me a 26 game sample size, And that's awfully tough to wrap your head around how bad the starting pitching was at that time. Remember that? The starting pitching wasn't good. The relief pitching wasn't good. What's wrong with Fromber? Hunter Brown's got to go to the minor leagues. You know, this is just terrible. Christian Javier is just not the same. When is McCullers and Garcia coming back? Think about how all the narratives and everything that shifts inside the year. What are we going to do with Jose Abreu? This guy stinks. Montero's killing the Astros again. Look at how much happens inside a 162-game season. Mm-hmm. And that's why at the end, even after a long run like this, the excitement in the locker room after winning the division is still high. It's incredible to me for a team that's had this much success. Something else, though, think about this. This is a team that has lost Ozzie Campo, right? They lost, who is the other guy? It's Ozzie Campo and Carlos Alfonso and Raul Lopez. Those are the big three guys who found all these great Latin pitchers. All these great Latin pitchers on the cheap. They have come and go. Come and gone. Some of them has. Oz has. You think about Reed Ryan was here, and then he wasn't here. Mike Elias is now at the Baltimore Orioles. He was part of a championship team. Think about all the Dusty Baker, gone. A.J. Hinch, gone. Jeff Leno, gone. Think about all of the players, not just players, but all the personnel, all the front office, the scouts, the people we don't even know who have come and gone over this run. This is what's incredible is that they've maintained this run through a variety of different players, a variety of managers, a variety of players leaving the scouting department or the front office, Brandon Taubman leaving the front office. A lot of guys who were responsible at one point for a lot of success with this team, they would move on, and you still have success.
Yeah.
That's what makes this incredible to me. The Braves were the Braves. They had the same players, the same front office. Everything stayed the same back then during their run. You can say the same thing about Golden State Warriors. Not a lot changed.
No.
The core didn't change. Bob Myers was the GM the whole time. They once they got Steve Kerr, they stuck with Steve Kerr. The Astros have had three managers. They've had three general managers. They've lost front office people galore to other teams. They've lost key players, and they still do the same thing. Like we can talk about them being like the Braves or the Golden State Warriors, but I would argue those teams had a level of sustainability and a static
stability
or organization.
Yep.
That the Astros have had a much more fluid organization.
Still,
it doesn't change.
Yep, yep.
And that's why Jim Crane deserves a lot of credit, because the one guy that's been there the whole time
fearless
has been
leader.
Jim Crane.
Fearless leader. That's right, Del. He's your leader. That's right. He's the
leader
of the city.
You're baseball Del,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Del. Yeah, Del.
And
he's
just
your
enjoy
leader.
It. Enjoy the ride, Del.
He's your owner.
I don't want any man telling me to enjoy a ride. All right?
Yeah. Enjoy the ride.
Don't, John just said he's
don't
your...
Don't tell me to
he's
enjoy...
your owner.
Don't
he
tell
said
me
he's
to enjoy
owner,
the ride.
Your owner?
I heard what he said.
I know you did.
Owns. He owns this city. That's what he does.
Doesn't own me, though.
He owns us. He owns all of us.
Del's an independent contractor.
I'm an independent thinker as well. He doesn't own me.
What about quick assist? You own that?
I don't, but you know what's funny is actually one of the guys who started it, one of the owners of quick assist, worked for John Schuerholz in the Braves. He saw success right there. That was Scott. He worked under Schuerholz in that great Brave organization for 14 years, but he's a Houstonian. He's for the Astros. We had him on the other day, and he's a huge Astros fan. He lives here, and he and his son started a business called Quick Assist. And what it is it's for people who have tickets and you want to sell your tickets, but you don't want to, you know, you don't want to go to multiple sites to list them. What they do is you download the app, Quick Assist, A-S-Y-S-T, Quick Assist, and you can list your baseball, basketball, football, NFL, college football, college basketball. You can list any of these. Any organization, NHL tickets from anywhere in the country, not just Houston area teams, any tickets anywhere, they are going to list them for you on 15 different ticket sites. So you're being listed across all these different ticket sites, your single pair of tickets that you may have, your four tickets, whatever. And then they'll even do the dynamic pricing for you, where depending on the marketplace, they will go up with the ticket prices or down so that they maximize your best chances of selling the tickets and making the most money for it. It's Quick Assist. That is the way that you get the best opportunity to get your tickets sold at a great price. Quick Assist, Quick Assist.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Astros clinched the division last night, but they're not the only team in the organization that's in the playoffs. The Space Cowboys are, and if you want to go to a game, now's your chance. The Space Cowboys are in the playoffs and are competing for the PCL Championship at the Reno Aces. If you want to see the future Astros compete for a title, we're giving away a four-pack right now to tonight's game. Caller 4, 713-780-3776 wins a four-pack of tickets to the Space Cowboys as they compete for a title as well. So throughout the organization, teams competing to be the best in baseball.
How about this? I talked about Damaris' loaded baked potato. Uncle Freddie texted me from there. He got the loaded baked potato yesterday at Damaris Barbecue. And I said, you see Yanni? And he said, it was all because you talked about it. Well, how about this? The next caller that we call, that we bring up, is brought to you by Barba Queso from Damaris Barbecue. This queso is awesome. It's got brisket in the queso, fresh chopped veggies, and the brisket, it is really, really good. You get chips and barba queso while you're sitting at the bar watching the games. What? That's right. Barba queso. Try it at Damaris. What, Yanni? I told you. Ah, you're so stupid, Yanni. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got C-Note wants to talk about his Astros. Hey, C-Note.
Guys, good morning, gentlemen. Look at here. We got to give flowers to Joe Espada, man. You know, you follow A.J. Hinch, you follow Dusty Baker. That's like, you know, Lance following John and then Dale taking over. You know, we got to give them their flowers, you know. What y'all think about that?
Yeah, it ain't easy following legends. You're right. No, it ain't. It ain't. No, Dusty. Dusty's a Hall of Fame manager, over 2,000 wins, and he came at the right time. He was the right guy for the job after the scandal. He did a hell of a job.
All the scandal.
Yeah.
It's like Dale following.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Espada did a good job. Dale will be terrible following us.
I'm not looking to follow you. Yeah. Well, I actually Dale do follow you already.
Dale reminds me of the guy that we go in the club and he goes in the corner and we got to send like four girls his way.
How do I remind you of that?
I don't know. It just seems like we just got to make him, you know, get into the group.
Yeah.
This group is a terrible one.
No. This is the group. We're the clique, okay? And we let you in, okay? Okay. That's what we do.
Y'all legends, though.
Yeah.
Legends,
we're the cool kids at school.
Y'all legends.
Clearly.
But, I just wanted to give Joe Espada his flowers, man, because that was a hard job to come into, and he started off 12-24. And I saw the guy talking last night. He got a little choked up, man. And, you know, I want to give him his flowers, man.
That's it. That's a good job. No, it's a good call. That's a good call.
Yeah, thanks.
He deserves it. I mean, he was embattled when it was early on, 7-19, 12-24. There were people wondering whether or not he could get the job done. And he did a hell of a job.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I loved him last night when Presley got the second out, and he said, that's enough. Come here. Give me that ball.
Enough out of you.
Enough. And let's bring in Josh Hader against the lefty. And the lefty looked like he was lost against Josh Hader. And did you see the look on Presley's face? He had just gotten the pop out, and he was like, I could get – no, you can only get two outs anymore.
Come here. Come sit by me.
Yeah. What did you think of Abreu coming in last night?
That was
good. You keep on. I mean, Brian Abreu is a superhero, and you keep on admonishing him. Okay?
I think you oversell him sometimes.
No, Brian Abreu is a superhero. He's the hero we need. He does wear a cape.
I hope he pitches with. All I want is consistency out of your pitches, consistent greatness.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what you got out of Brian Abreu. Thank you. He came in and got four outs. We're on a text stream, another text stream that I got going, and he said, I don't know about taking Fromber out here. Oh, perfect. Oh, that's right. It was perfect. 10 pitches, 4 outs.
Now he's given up 6 hits.
And then get out there.
Only 2 hits over his last 6 innings. It's been good. 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. So over his last five, he's been pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll take it. Just get hot.
He's hot right now.
Just get hot, yeah.
He's hot. It'll be interesting to see how they go about this now with the four games that they're clinched. They're locked in the spot. They can't catch Cleveland, and nobody can catch them from the division. So they're locked in here. What do you do going forward? Do you put is this the Kessinger lineup tonight? This afternoon? I would think.
Yeah. Oh, after
all the guys. Why? Everyone's hungover.
LaMarca came out.
Kessinger might pitch today.
Yeah. All the Prosecco came out, and hey, when's JV pitching?
JV is coming up in the last weekend, Cleveland.
Wait a minute. He just pitched on Friday.
Well, he pitches again this weekend.
No, it's got to be coming up.
He pitched last Friday, Lance.
I know, and then you had a game Saturday.
Well, you have a day off tomorrow. So
he had a game Sunday.
Kikuchi pitches today, and then Verlander this weekend. And you're going to throw Blanco and Arrighetti. And those guys can be ready if they don't throw too long. I wonder how he's going. That's going to be interesting.
What if Justin balls out? What if he goes seven innings, gives up two hits?
Man, that's great.
Eight strikeouts and one walk.
That's a nice send off. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Justin. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for playing our
game. We have some lovely parting gifts.
Is that what Jim Crane's going to say?
Jim Crane is not making the postseason roster. Dana Brown and Joe Espada are.
I remember a guy who won a World Series and got let go.
Yeah.
Named James Click.
Named Dusty Baker.
Name's James Click. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
who's
no,
still
Dusty,
here?
Dusty didn't.
No.
He won a World Series. A year later, he got let go. Right. Well, no.
What I'm saying is, you don't think if the owner wanted him on a playoff roster, he would?
Well, yeah, but I don't know that
Jim Crane
would do that.
Normally, he wouldn't. For that guy, maybe.
I don't think he'd step in and say, I've got to have Justin Verlander on this playoff roster. I don't think that. I don't think that's
good. You would think Jim Crane would say, this guy's not living up to all the money I've given him.
Yeah.
I would be more upset about that than wanting him on the roster.
But if, I'm just saying, how complicated would it get? We'll just see. If he has a big game, I'm interested to see. Remember how you feel right now. And if he has a big game, I'm just interested to see if you think, look, by no means from a meritocracy should he even be on the playoff roster. He'll get you beat. And if you can't start him, what value does he have? He's not a fast starter. He needs time to get going. He's a running back who needs a bunch of carries, typically. He's an older player. You can't expect him to just get up in a bullpen and give you two innings. But I'm just going to be interested to see what you are saying if Justin Verlander has the game that I told you. Now, it's unlikely he does. But if he goes seven innings, eight strikeouts, two hits, which would be unlike anything he's done.
It doesn't erase the last five starts.
I agree with you. I just want to see how you feel.
I'm going to feel like the same. That he shouldn't be on the roster.
I want to see what your prediction is, how you feel like the Astros may handle
it. He won't be on the roster.
No matter what he does.
I don't think so.
What if it's a no-hitter?
If he throws a no-hitter, then he'll be spent. Okay? Nine-inning no-hitter? No. He'll be spent.
And now, the odds are not good for him to have a good game. But if he does, and he's Justin Verlander, I always hear, you know, former Cy Young Award winner, former Hall of Famer. You throw all these things in there that don't mean anything if a guy's old and doesn't play the same. But you throw all those things in there. I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate. No way he should be on the playoff roster. And the odds are against him all of a sudden having a good game. But if he does, will it get a little interesting for them boys on Kirby?
How many times do I have to say no?
They're not on Kirby.
Sometimes I just like to call any Houston sports team
the boys on
them
Kirby.
Boys on Kirby. Yeah.
That's not you. That's Larry.
I know, but I can just say boys on Kirby.
This is gimmick infringement.
I know, right?
No, it's gimmick. No, it's gimmick.
All right, give us a call. Shortest wait times in the business.
Uppins.
All right.
Uppins.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You can call the Rockets them boys on Kirby.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. It's meant to be all Houston teams.
Is it?
Because he only says it when he talks about the Texans.
No, but I'm going to take that phrase.
Are you appropriating his?
I'm going to appropriate that phrase, yeah.
Wow.
Gentrifying his phrase?
I'm not gentrifying or colonizing his phrase.
Can you put a Starbucks on the corner of his phrase?
829 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-37. Come on, let's get in here. What do you think about
nobody
care?
Nobody cares about the Astros winning. Right. There's no phone call, so nobody cares.
No, you know,
apparently, Houston hates the Astros.
Yes, yes. I mean, they're celebrating.
Joe Spada was talking about you
just
guys.
Eight straight. That's all. Eight straight. Four straight division titles. Eight straight ALCS.
And this is our callers. This is our listeners. I'm bored.
Well, is Academy going to be selling?
I'm bored.
Like, is anyone rushing to Academy or the team store to buy divisions? Exactly.
You know
exactly.
What I have? No,
the same feeling.
But you know what I have noticed? This has been a down year for T-shirts. Like, remember, there's been like five different T-shirt companies who every game there's a new T-shirt about a player. That's not been the case this year.
Yeah, I don't.
I haven't seen a bunch of new T-shirts. It used to be everyone had a new T-shirt every day.
Bull shirts. This is bull shirts.
And now it's like, I guess it's harder to make an Arrighetti T-shirt.
What do you mean? Make it with spaghetti.
I know, but that's not cool. This spaghetti Arrighetti thing.
It's cool.
Dumb.
No. It's for the kids.
We gotta come
love
up
it.
With something
the
better.
The kids love it.
What kids?
It's for 3-year olds. Like it's for 5-year olds who eat free at Olive
spaghetti.
Garden.
They call them spaghetti. Time for us
it's
to talk.
Literally something of a 6-year old
to
come
about
up with.
The University of Houston and Iowa State. That's coming up Saturday. This Saturday, 6 p.m. is going to be a beautiful night for football. UH taking on Iowa State. In a Big 12 matchup, family weekend, Hispanic heritage game. Okay, let's go. Let's get on out there. Family night special, 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 drinks, just $80. $20 a person? Are you kidding me? With all of that and all that included? What? UHCougars.com/tickets. Call 713. Go Cougs. Get your tickets now. Come early. Be loud. Wear red. Get on out there. Cougar Walk is at 3:30. Plus, they're expanding the Bud Light Backyard Beer Garden. It now features food, drinks, and tailgate games. Get on out there and hang out before the game. Come early, be loud, wear red. Family night special, 4 tickets, 4 dogs, 4 drinks, just $80. UHCougars.com/tickets, 713, go Cougs.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here in ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got the other Eric. Not the one that calls your show and says stupid stuff. This is the other one.
Well, he calls about sports and then adds something about a news anchor that I've never heard of. But yeah.
Yeah.
This might be a different one.
Yeah, this might be. It says Other Eric. So let's get him in here. What do you say, Other Eric?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right. I've been sitting on this since Verlander came back. I can't get over this dismissal of this amount of money as this quickly at the end of the season. Yeah, I know. He stole money for 2 years. We all know that. But here's the thing. The last time we saw our Justin Verlander, he was pitching to Machete, who is sitting at home. You bring him in, $100,000 a game, player coach. Verlander's happy, Farmer's happy, and we finally have somebody that can train these catchers on how to frame a pitch because nobody on the Astros right now knows how to frame a pitch. Why not?
Well, you can't make him a player. You're not going to make him a player coach. So you're basically just talking about him becoming a bench coach, I guess, because they're not just going to bring a guy in out of nowhere. And it's too late. Verlander, it'd be great it'd be great to have him at spring during catchers. And remember, Bagwell's done this before Bagwell became the de facto general manager and signed Montero and Abreu to sweet contracts. At one point, he was a hitting coach for the Astros. Remember that, John?
Yeah.
Way back in the day, he was hitting coach. Then he was somebody who would go out to the minor leagues, not the minor leagues, but spring training, and would go out there and look at players. And this is one of the ways I think he became kind of in with Jim Crane. I would love to have Machete at pitchers and catchers when they report. I would love to have him part of the organization. He's smart. He would be terrific. He would be terrific. And I don't care if it's for the Astros draft, first round draft pick. I don't care if it's for Caratini. I don't care if it's for Yiner, who I hope becomes a different position player so we can keep him as healthy as possible. I think it would be awesome for Machete to be part of the organization. I also think he'll be a future manager in the league, too. So I don't know that he's going to be in a big hurry to take a small job.
He'll be a no. He's going to be a
big
league. Coach.
He'll be a big league manager within 4 years.
Yeah, but he's got to start as a bench coach.
Yeah, yeah, he does. But he's not going to start as just a bullpen coach or something. Just where he might.
He's not Stretch Suba.
No, but he's not. No, I should say he could start as a consultant, I guess, for 1 year. But my guess is he's going to want to be a manager, and to do that, like you said, being a bench coach is probably he could step right into a high paying job.
Listen, he was with Yiner last year. Caratini's been around. Mm-hmm. I mean, Yiner's Yiner. Yiner's going to catch the ball and then point down to third base to see if there was a check swing.
I didn't think Machete's not a great pitch framer. That's overrated.
I think so too.
He's not a great pitch framer.
And by the way, he led the league in passed balls. And they didn't.
But he's been a good defensive catcher.
He was a anymore. His day's over.
And right, I don't want him playing.
If your future Hall of Fame pitcher Cy Young Award winner needs his whoopee, then we got problems.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, some guys like other guys. Yeah, throwing but
he,
to guys
he was just a Verlander before he met Machete.
Yeah, right. He had different catchers. Right. He's the reason he's not Justin Verlander now is because he's 40.
Yeah,
40 that changes things. Okay. And neck into you wake up and go, you got a crick. Oh, right here. I got a pain in my side right here. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Well, we saw what he did.
We did, yeah. I mean, so I don't know. You don't need a whoopee right now. Machete is going to be a manager, and maybe he'll be the Astros manager someday.
Hey, that'd Joe Spada's like, where am I going?
Someday.
How long is someday? Joe Spada's a pretty young manager. Where's he going?
I don't know.
I don't know, but he's going somewhere.
Someday.
Maybe someday. Mark wants to get in here and talk about his Astros. Hey, Mark.
He might be.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great night last night. I can't wait to pump it up again. We're going to be hearing some pump it up soon. And everybody would want to see Verlander go out on a high note, but unfortunately, he's just not Nolan Ryan. I mean, you can't defy the laws of physics when you're a pitcher for as long as he's pitched. And on a final note, I hate to sound a little bitter, it would have been nice if Scott Servais would have been in that Mariners dugout last night. Have a great day, guys. Thanks a lot.
Wouldn't that have been great?
Would have been awesome.
But how about the fact that Servais isn't there because he was part of the group that led to the
he was part of the problem,
the demise.
He was part of the problem.
I mean, don't be an a-hole.
They played pretty well since he's been gone.
Yeah, actually they have.
Don't be an a-hole.
Yeah,
Scott.
Yeah,
well, it's real simple. Don't try to pick fights with our managers. Don't try to throw at our players. Don't think you're the queen and we're the sorry people. You're the sorry people.
He is the sorry people.
We're the kings and you're the sorry people. Baseball, poverty baseball organization.
Watch yourself. Last time you got on that rant with the Texans, and then you got to come up and
division watch it. Leading Texans. That's right, Del.
Watch it.
I didn't get to come up. It's just a hiccup. Mm. You know what? The universe did that to humble me a little bit.
Humble
and I was
you
humble Monday.
Yeah,
I was humble Monday, but I'm not humble.
You weren't
on Wednesday.
Very humble in that.
I'm back.
You weren't
watch
very
what we
humble.
Do to Jacksonville.
You weren't very humble in that first segment.
I was humble on Monday.
No, you used a lot of that first segment to destroy Lambry Tunsil.
Okay,
you weren't that humble,
but I was humble about CJ.
Mm. Yeah, you
but
have,
I'm not anymore.
You have taken.
Let's see who's better, CJ or Trevor Lawrence. Who you got?
Oh, I'm not taking Trevor Lawrence. Is not on my list of good quarterbacks. Don't worry.
Okay.
But, yeah, you've been a little bit humbled by CJ's performance three games. No, the first three games you've been talking about him.
He's made plays here and there. You know, coaches have to call better plays for him.
Well, Bobby Sloak,
Bobby's just not calling the best plays.
Bobby Sloak, you're one more poor performance away.
One thing I've learned is that when a player plays really well, he's a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. When he doesn't play well, they're not calling good plays.
Well,
they're calling bad plays for him.
Obviously. Yeah. Excuse me.
Like Trevor Lawrence, they're calling really bad plays for him.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Is that Bobby Sloak or Tim Kelly?
It's
I can't tell right now.
Stop.
Well, you don't
Tim Kelly had some success with Deshaun.
He did.
Deshaun's best season ever was with Tim Kelly.
Tim Kelly.
That's true.
Yeah.
until and
the,
then
and the birdies used to say that Bill O'Brien would come in and try to screw up at the end of the week everything that Tim and Deshaun had gone through. O'Brien would try to change calls and reads, and Tim's like, yeah, let's just keep it. Let's not do this.
Where's Tim Kelly now?
Same. He is with, I saw him on TV the other day. Where is he, Dell?
I'm going to look it up.
Quarterback coach somewhere. Jacksonville.
He is.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no, he's the tight ends coach with the Giants.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, I would have thought maybe he's with Jackson.
He was the OC last year for the Titans.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do with
Will Levis.
The best thing that could have happened to your career is getting away from Will Levis.
And going to Daniel Jones?
Well, you're tight ends. What do you care about Daniel Jones?
Who's their tight end?
I don't even know. They don't have Evan Ingram anymore. I don't even know who their tight end is. Nobody, actually, right now, if your name isn't Malik Nabers, nobody knows who you are.
Who knows who a Giant is besides Devin Singletary and Malik Nabers? Can you name another Giant?
Danny Dimes.
Okay.
Andrew Thomas, but I can, but most people would not.
And you can go Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian. They actually have stars, Brian Burns.
But they changed their offensive lineup a lot, so, yeah. Yeah, the Giant. What, let's get off of Giants. The Giants and Jaguars are the two worst.
Whoever Theo Johnson is their tight end.
Dude, that's a Penn State guy.
Do the Cowboys have to win Thursday? I think they have to win tomorrow.
I think he gets iced. You know,
do you know
the big concern over there in Dallas is why did they bring in Mike Zimmer? Mike Zimmer doesn't really click with the players well. Like, what is Mike Zimmer?
It's bad.
Is Mike Zimmer there?
He was getting so much love after doing what he did to Deshaun Watson because people forgot that. People do that to Deshaun Watson. Yeah, now, since that, Mike Zimmer.
Did you see historically bad run defense, like some of the worst that's ever been in league history, Dallas Cowboys?
Do you know that it's been historically bad for people who are playing survivor pools? Like 90%
of people are out. If you ever play the Bengals, you're done.
If you played the Bengals,
you're done. The Raiders against Carolina Panthers.
Against Baltimore.
Was a killer.
The Raiders against Baltimore was a killer.
Raiders killed Baltimore. The Raiders got killed by Carolina.
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of people played Raiders.
San Francisco.
The Lions. The Bengals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My girl from Riel is still in hers, but only because she had Seattle this week.
I'm still in one. Only out of 303, only 19 are undefeated.
3 weeks.
3 weeks in.
Wow.
Yeah.
19 weeks.
Are undefeated. We get to buy back. This one you get to buy back, though. And there's only 40 people that haven't lost twice.
From buybacks.
From buybacks.
Wow. Right. That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
It is, but it's that kind of year.
So the Cowboys have to win this week, though, right? So do the 49ers. 49ers are 10.5.
Who do the Cowboys have this week?
The Giants, tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I don't know. I guess the Cowboys have to win. But I've seen too much crazy stuff this year.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I mean, it didn't help that Andy Dalton was out there wrecking the Raiders. That Andy Dalton was incredible. I mean, Andy Dalton was ripping these throws into windows. He was dropping everything in perfectly. Like, Andy Dalton looked like an all-pro quarterback against the Raiders. He was really, 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 really good.
You know who else is really, really good? The people over at Golf Coast Chevy.
Yeah, Golf Coast Craig DeSurf.
Craig DeSurf is the Andy Dalton of selling Chevys. And what I mean by that is he's been around for a while. He's very good. He's a nice person, just like Andy Dalton is. You can trust him. You can count on him. And he is going to do right by you. And he's based right here in Texas, just like Andy Dalton. So Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I'm going to focus on the Chevy for a second because the Chevy right now, they have low, low, low APR rates for your Chevy Silverado pickup truck. And the Silverado, you know, looks great. The interior is fantastic. But the real key is going to be the ability to have a vehicle that really is your second home. And the Chevy Silverado is a second home for a lot of people out there on the roadways. We spend so much time on the roadways. I love my Chevy Traverse. My wife went from the vehicle she had to Chevy Traverse. We both purchased, or leased, I should say, two different Chevy Traverses from them. And I've gone with leases in the past. She put so many miles on her cars, we're going to have to switch over to a purchase. But we're going to make it a Chevy Traverse. If you're looking for a Chevy, You're not going to find better prices than Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, and you're not going to find better service, better selection. Go to the website, LanceZCars.com, or just check them out for yourself in Angleton. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Yo, I'm in rare form. Speak down on my name like I wasn't there for him.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
So we're going to have Josh Pate on in the next segment. We go to him because we want to be informed about college football. Well, what's the best part about college football? Going to watch the games. If you love watching live college football, this is your chance. Call in, caller 5-713-780-3776, and you win a pair of tickets to watch the Cougs against Iowa State. We gave away a pair of tickets before we're doing it again. Iowa State's coming to town. They're going to be tough. The Cougs have their first home game this year in the Big 12. Check them out. It's family weekend and their Hispanic Heritage game Saturday, September 28th at TDECU. So caller 5-713-780-3776. And you can go to uscougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS now to get your tickets. Come early, be loud, wear red. Caller 5-713-780-3776.
Go! 713-780-3776. Gilbert is here. How about this? Gilbert wants to celebrate with the Astros. Gilbert, how about them Astros?
How are you doing, gentlemen?
How about them Astros, Gilbert?
Yeah, I love it anyway. I love it. I love it.
They going to win the World Series, Gilbert? 50-50. I like it. You're saying there's a chance, Gilbert?
Yeah.
All right. What about no Yordan, though?
Hey, Lance. Come see me.
I appreciate you trying to
have a regular. Yeah. I tried my best.
That was a good one. Lance. Right, let's let Gilbert do his thing. Okay, go ahead, Gilbert.
Lance, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Will you come see me, you and Nicole, anyway?
Yeah, I can't speak for her because she homeschools my daughter, but I'm going to come see you this next week. I've got meetings tomorrow and Friday.
This
I got
week
a
or
next week.
What do you want him to bring you? What food?
Well, Nicole's already going to make you. Well,
you
Nicole's
want that
making
sausage
you,
sandwich.
No, Nicole's making you.
I want chilies.
Chili.
With a corn on the cob with salt and pepper anyway.
With the what?
Corn on the cob with salt and pepper.
Oh, salt and pepper.
Well, I think Nicole's going to make you some food.
No, we don't want
okay.
that.
Hold on. Let's see how this goes. Nicole's going to make you some food.
What's that?
I said, I think Nicole is going to make you some food.
Can she make chili?
Hold on. I want to see how this ends up going. We'll see how this.
Nicole's going to make me a steak. That's pretty good.
How about that? Pretty good.
Hold on. She's not making a steak, but she is probably going to make you some type of, there's lettuce wraps. How's that sound?
What's that?
How about lettuce wraps with pork, like a chicken?
Chicken.
There's chicken with some garlic and some ginger, and you put them in lettuce wraps, like you've had maybe at P.F. Chang's. I don't know if you ever had that. Lettuce wraps. How's that sound?
Yeah, tell her to come bring it to me. I'd like to take a picture of you and Nicole.
Okay, we'll do that. And I'll have my daughter will make you some. She'll make you some pumpkin bread. How's that sound?
Yeah, pumpkin bread will be okay anyway.
All right, yeah, she's going to, Maddie's going to make.
Can you give me a division champ, you know?
Oh, there's someone who wants
one. TV is pretty good, you know.
What kind of cap?
Go to the division champ.
Division
cap.
Champ.
Go to the team store. Lance, go to the team store.
They got them at the team store, Lance. I brought them a hat from Saltgrass. You wearing your Saltgrass hat?
Do you have somebody who can get me free stuff to give Gilbert?
Yeah. I got the wrong restaurant anyway.
You got the wrong what?
Wrong restaurant.
Wrong restaurant.
What do you mean? Wait.
That was my mistake.
He thought of the wrong restaurant.
Hold on a second. Are you telling me that your mistake that John brought you Saltgrass, but you didn't mean Saltgrass?
Yeah, that was the wrong restaurant anyway. I was talking to Steely's restaurant.
What do you mean it was the wrong restaurant? You got salt. You wanted Saltcrest, a steak
it was
from
the wrong restaurant. They didn't have corn on top.
You were thinking of somewhere else.
It's Chili's.
Chili's?
Oh, Chili's. Oh, yeah, Chili's.
Chili's.
Well, maybe Chili's can get him.
That's why he just asked for Chili's. So hold on a second.
Oh, I thought he meant Chili.
No.
The restaurant Chili's.
Chili's.
Chili's, and he wanted corn on the cob.
Yeah. Okay.
Gilbert, just real quick. So you got, John brought you a steak and a hat and some corn, right, John?
And fries.
Some corn.
And fries.
You had fries. You had your
bread,
drink.
Garlic,
you had
bread.
Garlic bread. He literally got you everything you asked for, except for the corn on a cob with salt and pepper. It wasn't on the cob.
Right.
And you've decided that was the wrong restaurant.
Right, because
he wanted
corn on the cob. Chili's. Yeah, go to Chili's.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Chili's right here. You can go there.
Does Chili's have corn on the cob?
We'll find out, because if they don't, I'm sure it's going to be, I was thinking of the one place with the Bloomin' Onion, Outback Steakhouse.
I don't know that
Chili's
has corn on the cob.
It'll keep changing over and over. He keeps tricking us.
You know who has corn on the cob? It's Kentucky Fried Chicken. They have corn on the cob.
Yeah, they do. KFC has it, Gilbert. What about that? How's that sound?
Anyway.
What, Outback Steakhouse?
Outback Steakhouse.
Well, no. Forget that I said that.
Hey, you did it.
Hold on. KFC.
No, you did it.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. How's that sound?
Yeah, you did it. All right, we got to go. We got Josh Page joining us.
Wait. What'd you say?
Oh, I like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What about Popeye's? Okay.
Popeye, no. I like Hart's Chicken anyway.
What? Hearts.
I don't know. Hearts
Chicken. Fine
heart. What do I have to do? Go to Tidwell and 290?
No. There's one at Furnace and...
Hearts.
That's not Hearts. That's the other one. That's bad.
Well, either way, figure it out off the air. We got to go to break.
I'm not ready to stop talking to him.
Well,
you shouldn't have brought him up.
We got to go. Josh Pate. You'd rather talk to Gilbert than Josh Pate.
No, I'd rather talk to Josh Pate. But how about the fact I even said Outback Steakhouse? And Gilbert immediately went,
boom! How about the fact that you got to talk about Maestro de Bell?
Maestro de Bell is the tequila of the people. That's the tequila of people with discerning flavors and tastes with tequila. And it's generational. I mean, the generations have literally worked on Maestro de Bell, and it's been perfected. It's the aging process, the barrels they use, the distilling. The final product is unbelievably smooth. It's an unbelievably comfortable sipping tequila that has great flavors. I think you're going to really enjoy it. And you can use any Maestro de Bell for a cocktail. They're silver and their smoked silver go great with your margaritas, whether it's frozen or on the rocks. But I got to tell you, the Reposado, the Añejo, the Cristalino called the Diamante, these are amazing sipping tequilas. And all it takes is buying one bottle and trying it for yourself, and you're going to see the difference. It's my good friends over at Maestro de Bell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro de Bell.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.